Well, what can I say about Elvis and Hound Dog? He didn't originally record it, but he took it to a higher level. It probably was the first time that real raunchy, radical rock was on television. It was ferocious. And the band, you know, was so cool behind them. Pure rock magic, you know. And older folks who, you know, at the time were like scratching their head and going, what are they singing about a hound dog for? I mean, you know, so, you're supposed to be singing about songs of love and happiness, you know. And this guy comes along and tells this girl, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. And, very southern, very white southern, although originally it was a black lady who recorded it, Big Mama Thornton.
But Elvis, as you say, he brought it to a whole new area.
Yeah, and the black shirt and the pink tie. Oh, my God, he was cool.
Not off. Elvis Presley, Hound Dog, Eric Burdon's choices in the tracks of my years. Next with The Beatles and A Day in the Life.
Of all of the tracks that the Beatles recorded, I think that this is so personal. I guess it was Paul playing piano. Those chords, you know, really symphonic. The lyrics, you know, about the traffic lights reflecting on a cold, wet winter's night. It's just so moving. And this was British rock band coming down to the blues level.